A group of retired community activists stepped up Thursday with their blueprint for making Utah a better place to live. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
The nonpartisan group calls itself the Utah Citizens Council, and it performs like a council of sages with deep community ties. Aline Clyde is former second counselor of the LDS General Relief Society.
It is our belief that the strength of our Utah society depends upon fundamental fairness and equal opportunity for all of those in our increasingly diverse society and state.
Council members chose Human Rights Day to talk about seven public policy areas that they want leaders to focus on, from education to immigration and poverty. They're calling for keeping healthcare costs down and bolstering preschool. They want leaders to consider the pressure a growing population puts on the environment and to end one-party political domination. Their recommendations have been in the works for months, and no one's expecting lawmakers to embrace them all when they gather for the 2016 general session next month. Dee Rowland is the former state capitol lobbyist for the Salt Lake Catholic Diocese. She says there's a larger purpose here.
They're lofty goals. All we can do is try. None of these issues are easy. They're all complex. And our hope is to promote a dialogue, even if people don't agree with us.
The group praised the strides that public and private organizations have already made. Those commendations and their recommendations are available on the web. Judy Faze, KUER News.